Hello. Today, I'll be reflecting on the connection between ecology and vocation, not just in general, but in my own life. When I first began reflecting on this, I'll admit linking ecology to vocation felt a little abstract. You know, I study finance. Most of my coursework and career prep focuses on markets, numbers, and risk, not the environment and our effect on it. But through readings like Replenishing the Earth by Wangari Maathai, and my own personal reflections, I've come to see this connection in a new light. Maathai's work is really powerful. At first, she didn't see tree planting as a, you know, spiritual or religious act. It was a practical solution to real problems: hunger, water access, and the need for energy. But over time, she realized something deeper was happening. Communities weren't just planting trees, they were planting hope. They were reclaiming their voice, rebuilding confidence and healing, not just the land, but themselves. Ultimately, she used her work to fight for justice, equality, and healing in communities that, you know, really needed it. And that's powerful. That really got me to start thinking, like, how could I bring that kind of purpose into, you know, everything that I do? As someone going into finance, specifically wealth management, it might not seem at first like my work has anything to do with the environment. When people think about sustainability or climate action, they usually picture, you know, environmental scientists, conservationists or engineers, not, you know, financial advisors. But the more I learn, the more I realize, you know, money is a tool, and like any tool, it depends on how we use it. Every financial decision, whether it's a company, where a company invests, how a retirement fund is, you know, structured, or what kind of businesses a portfolio supports, has, you know, ripple effects. That money is either helping, you know, build a more sustainable world, or it's fueling systems that harm the planet and vulnerable communities. You know, finance has a reputation for being cold or strictly, you know, profit driven, but it doesn't have to be that way. If we bring purpose and awareness into the field, finance can actually become a, you know, powerful force for good. That's why I believe ecological vocation lies in using financial strategy to create both personal security and, you know, a better future for everyone. Wangari Maathai talked about four core values that guided her work: love for the environment, gratitude, self-empowerment, and the spirit of service. The more I've reflected on them, the more I've realized how relevant they are, like, to, you know, my own path. Love for the environment, think it means, you know, thinking long term, helping people see beyond short term gains and consider the legacy, you know, they're leaving. Gratitude reminds me to appreciate the resources that I have, whether that's, you know, financial knowledge, opportunity, or time, and, you know, use them wisely. Self-empowerment is about giving people the tools to take control of their financial lives with confidence and service. That's at the heart of why I'm drawn to this field, to help others, you know, grow and thrive. My past reflections have helped me see that this isn't just a professional path, it's personal. Growing up, I was taught to care about others, work hard, and do the right thing when no one's watching. And I now realize that those lessons are, you know, deeply ecological. They're about living in balance, respecting limits, and choosing, you know, purpose over profit. As Maathai writes, in the process of helping the earth to heal, we help ourselves. This line really, you know, stuck with me. I think it applies not just to nature, but how we take care of each other, and even how we think about money and work. In the article, Job Function Action Guides by Project Drawdown, it shows us how people in different careers like finance, marketing, or operations can take real steps to fight climate change. For people in finance, that might mean, you know, supporting sustainable investments, helping a company reduce their carbon footprint, or offering, you know, greener retirement plan options. Reading those guides kind of lit a spark for me. It showed me that I don't really need to wait until I, you know, work at a green company to make a difference. I could start wherever I am. You know, by asking smart questions, making more mindful decisions, and encouraging, you know, others around me to care too. If I had to sum up what ecological vocation means to me, it's this, you know, living and working with intention, realizing that our jobs, no matter the field, can have an impact. And when we lead with values like service, gratitude, and responsibility, we're not just helping the planet, we're helping each other, strengthening our communities and becoming more grounded, thoughtful people along the way. It's a reminder that meaningful change doesn't just come from big actions. It starts with how, you know, we show up every day. Thank you for listening.